Welcome back to Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. Time now for a look at Wednesday's top news, and the reaction is still coming in to President Obama's first address to a joint session of Congress and the nation, which came Tuesday night. Clearly, the current economic crisis took up the brunt of the president's speech, with him saying that he's proud of the way the Congress has so far responded to his request to handle the economic crisis. He says clearly urgent action is needed to address such a problem.
That day of reckoning has arrived, and the time to take charge of our future is here. Now is the time to act boldly and wisely, to not only revive this economy, but to build a new foundation for lasting prosperity.
And Obama giving credit to congressional leaders, basically on the Democratic side, since there was virtually no Republican support for the stimulus package, which he signed into law last week. The president says that will put people back to work.
I called for action because the failure to do so would have cost more jobs and caused more hardship. In fact, a failure to act would have worsened our long-term deficit by assuring weak economic growth for years.
The president also addressed the financial crisis by pointing out that banks right now are in need of assistance despite some really poor decisions by upper management in a wide variety of areas. The president says we need credit in this country so folks can buy things like homes and automobiles. And he says right now the lifeblood of our economy is being cut off.
The concern is that if we do not restart lending in this country, our recovery will be choked off before it even begins.
And he says right now banks understandably are afraid to make significant loans because they're afraid they're not going to get that money back.
Too many bad loans from the housing crisis have made their way onto the books of too many banks. And with so much debt and so little confidence, these banks are now fearful of lending out any more money to households, to businesses, or even to each other.
In addition to directly addressing the economy, the president outlined three specific areas in which he says he wants massive reforms to be passed by Congress this year, which in turn will help our economy, namely energy, education, and health care. The president outlining his plans to revamp the nation's energy policies.
We will double this nation's supply of renewable energy in the next 3 years. We've also made the largest investment in basic research funding in American history.
He also called for a carbon cap, and we'll talk about the impact of that economically later in the program. And you've already also heard Texas Congressman Mike Conaway refer to that as well. On the education front, the president says we need Americans with more education than we currently are getting because right now the fastest growing jobs in America and the world require more than just a high school diploma.
We have one of the highest high school dropout rates of any industrialized nation, and half of the students who begin college never finish. This is a prescription for economic decline.
Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal delivered the Republican response to President Obama's address. It was widely criticized as not being all that effective. But in terms of the content, Jindal wasted no time in criticizing Obama for being overly pessimistic about the economy.
The president warned that our country is facing a crisis that he said, in quotes, we may not be able to reverse. You know, our troubles are real, to be sure. But don't let anyone tell you that we cannot recover. Don't let anyone tell you that America's best days are behind her.
Jindal also slammed Obama's approach to health care, saying that any sort of reform doesn't need to be a massive government program.
Health care decisions should be made by doctors and patients, not by government bureaucrats. We believe Americans can do anything. And if we put aside partisan politics and work together, we can make our system of private medicine affordable and accessible for every one of our citizens.
Jindal extrapolated that to a larger point, saying government can't be trusted to solve America's problems.
Today in Washington, some are promising that government will rescue us from the economic storms raging all around us. Those of us who lived through Hurricane Katrina, we have our doubts.
But President Obama is moving forward with more government involvement in terms of the economy. Just here on Wednesday, the president moving to boost regulations in the troubled financial sector, once again blaming deregulation as one of the major culprits behind the economic crisis.
We can no longer sustain 21st century markets with 20th century regulations. And that while free markets are the key to our progress, they do not give us free license to take whatever we can get, however we can get it.
And Wednesday was also take three for President Obama in nominating a Commerce Secretary. After the failed nominations of Bill Richardson and Judd Gregg, he today tapped former Washington State Governor Gary Locke. And on Wall Street today, at the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrials losing 81 points to finish the day at 7271. The NASDAQ off 16 to 1425. The S&P 500 off 8 points to 765. Oil shot up 6% on a government report of a tighter gasoline supply. Oil up $2.54 to $42.50 per barrel. Still ahead on Dateline Washington, we'll talk about the price tag for the Obama economic agenda with Diana Furchgott-Roth of the Manhattan Institute. We'll also talk about his energy plans with David Holt of the Consumer Energy Alliance. And up next, inside an alarming healthcare agenda with Grace Marie Turner of the Galen Institute. Stay tuned.